Financial turmoil in Europe, political stalemate in the U.S., and a slowdown in China. But hey, it's Friday.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the global factors driving down the markets aren't new, so why the sudden fear? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down or flat again this morning. The Dow down 31 points, about 0.3% at 10,702. The NASDAQ basically flat, and same with the S&P 500 right now. And the markets are where we will start this morning. The Dow is down about 700 points in just 3 days. So what is spooking the markets? Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us live from New York, as he is every Friday. So, Chris, is this all about the Fed's negative outlook for the economy a few days ago, or is there more to this?
Well, look, that was certainly a factor. But I think the bigger thing is what's going on in Europe. It certainly is all that people are talking about on U.S. trading floors right now. And primarily, it's European banks who are having a terrible time getting liquidity. And that is weighing on European equities, and that weakness is translating overseas.
And what about the news from China that their economy is slowing a bit?
Well, there is that, too. And in fact, the really popular trade this year with hedge funds, who, of course, sling hundreds of billions around the world, has been a risk-on trade that involved investing big dollars in emerging markets and commodities. And they have been unwinding that trade aggressively the last couple of days.
All right. Well, we have some domestic news as well that may be weighing on things. And our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale joins us now with that concern. John.
Yeah, that's right. Squabbling between Democrats and Republicans once again is threatening to close down the government. Mm-hmm. October 1st is the new budget year, and they can't agree on a spending package. What's tripped them up this time is replenishing the disaster relief fund for the Emergency Management Agency. The House overnight passed a scaled-back FEMA budget. But the Democrats in the Senate are expected to quickly defeat it today. And, you know, the differences that have triggered this latest gridlock are pretty small in the grand scheme of things. There's about a $3 billion gap between the two sides. You got to wonder, how can they find more than $1 trillion in deficit savings before the year is out? Jeremy?
You do. And Chris, how does this potential government shutdown play into all of this?
Well, look, it's a factor, too. When you look back at the course of this year, before this week, the worst week for the Dow was during the debt ceiling debate when, of course, government shutdown was a worry. So no question that's a factor, too.
Well, if there is trouble here in the U.S. And big investors like hedge funds, as you mentioned, are sort of dumping the emerging market stuff that they have, why are investors moving toward U.S. Bonds, for instance, which have interest rates dropping right now?
Well, that's a great question. And the answer is when you take off the risk on trade, you put on the risk off trade. You have to put your money somewhere safe. And despite all of the stuff going on in Washington, U.S. Treasury bonds are still seen as one of the safest, most liquid markets in the world.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Well, a lot has happened this week at the U.N. General Assembly in New York, but here's one warning that was made there and hasn't gotten much attention. Non-communicable diseases like cancer, heart disease, and diabetes could cripple economies in the emerging world. That's what concerns Dr. Thomas Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're the head of the CDC. We've got plenty of health challenges here in the U.S. Why is it so important to you and to the United States to focus on problems overseas?
Well, we're obviously concerned when it comes to infectious diseases, but we also have connections in the non-communicable diseases, both in terms of food and medicine safety, but also in learning lessons from each other and confronting what's now the leading causes of death, not just in rich countries, but in poor countries also, heart disease, stroke, cancer, and diabetes.
Well, why are we in the U.S. concerned about these non-communicable diseases overseas?
Actually, what we're seeing is that in the past decade, as you know, U.S. exports to developing countries have grown many times faster than exports to major economies. So if we can help countries remain healthy and vibrant, it's good for them and it's good for us.
So you're saying we'd actually see an economic benefit from healthier emerging economies around the world?
We can not only increase their ability to consume our goods, but also reduce the likelihood of instability and economic problems in other countries.
Well, how much does it cost a country, an emerging country, to deal with these problems like diabetes or obesity or heart disease?
It's always going to be a whole lot cheaper to prevent health problems than to treat them. Even in the U.S., the care of someone with diabetes costs $6,600 more every year than the care of someone without diabetes. And for developing countries that have very limited resources, it's going to be very difficult to manage problems if they don't reduce the number of people with these conditions.
Thomas Frieden is head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And finally, to Venice, Italy, where one set of parents has had enough. Their 41-year-old son refuses to leave home, and now his parents are seeking a court order to force him out. The father tells Italy magazine, he has a good job, but still lives at home. He demands that his clothes be washed and ironed and his meals prepared. He really has no intention of leaving. The family has enlisted the help of an Italian consumer association, which recently got another adult son to leave the nest and made sure it was for good. His parents promptly changed the locks. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.